Today's Amud for Chazara is Beitza Lamed Vav Amud Aleph. We're holding on Lamed Hey Amud Beis, seven lines from the bottom, by the word Tanat. So says the Gemara, Tanat, we learned in our Mishnah, that Mashilin Peira is Derech Aruba B'yomtif, that if a person sees it's raining and he doesn't want his fruit that are on his roof to get ruined, so he's allowed to take them down from his roof if he has a sunroof, to throw them through the sunroof and into his kitchen, into his dining room, and that would be mutter. So now ask the Gemara ad kamo. L'chayr, there has to be some sort of limit how many fruits he's allowed to take down from his roof. So ask the Gemara how many fruit, what's the limit? So Amar Rab Zeira, Amar Rab Asi, V'ami lo Amar Rab Asi, Rab Yoichnon, Ka'isa Shashaninu. You can learn it out from that which it says in Masechta Shabbos, that Mefanin Arba V'chamish Kupay Shal Tevin V'Shal Tfua. Now the person is allowed to move four or five boxes of Tevin or Tfua on Shabbos. He's allowed to do this amount of Tircha. If he needs to move it in order to make room, B'Bnei Ha'archim, B'Bnei Bitul Beis HaMedrash, to make room for guests, or to make room for people to have a seat to sit in the Beis Medrash. So you see that that's the shear of how much Tircha is mutter when you're allowed to clear things. So too, L'chayra, when it comes to clearing the fruits from the roof, the heter will be four or five boxes worth. Yushalmi says a kupa is three sa'in, so the heter will be 12 to 15 sa'in worth of fruit. So as the Gemara, they know you cannot learn from this Mishnah in Masechta Shabbos. Because v'dil mashani hasam di'ika bitul beis hamedrash. Maybe it's dafka over there where we gave a heter to move so many boxes, because bitul beis hamedrash was at stake. Aval hacha d'laka bitul beis hamedrash. But over here, where there's no bitul beis hamedrash on the line, and the Meiri points out there's also no archim, so maybe that there's no heter to move so many boxes worth. Inami, hasam hainu taima, maybe over there the reason why we have a heter to move so many boxes, there it's dafka d'arba v'chamesh kupais, it's dafka over there where we have a heter to move four or five boxes, shari is mutter, misham shabbos d'chamira, it's dafka because of shabbos, which is chamer to people, v'loi asi l'zalzulei bay, and people won't come to mimazalzon shabbos just because we give this heter. Because Shabbos, people know, is very chamer. Aval yamtiv tekil v'asil izalzulei bay. But yamtiv, which is more akal to people, they see there's a heter v'aychol nefesh, they see certain things are mutter on yamtiv, which are asr on Shabbos, and they treat yamtiv more kal, and people might come to be mezalzel in yamtiv. And therefore, klal loy, so then maybe you would not have a heter to bring, not mamish, not at all, we see from the Mishnah there is a heter, but maybe then there would not be a heter to move four or five boxes worth. Inami li'idach kisa, or we could go the other direction with it. And we could say, Hasam Hainu Taima, it's dafka over there in Shabbos, that's where you have a limitation of four or five boxes, the Laka Hefsin Mammon, because there's no loss of money that the person will incur if he doesn't move the boxes. Aval hacha dika hefsin mammon. But over here, where there's hefsin mammon at stake, because if a person doesn't move his fruits, they're going to spoil when they get wet from the rain. So afilu tuvanami, maybe there would be a heter to move even more than four or five boxes worth. And therefore, we cannot learn from the Mishnah and Shabbos in either direction, either to make it that that's dafka four or five, maybe it's less, maybe it's more. We can't learn from the Mishnah and Shabbos. Says the Gemara now another Shiloh. Hasam Tanam and Hilchos Shabbos, by this case of moving the four or five boxes. So the Mishnah says of Aloya Sa'itzer, but you can't clear the Aitzer. Va'amer Shmuel, and Shmuel explained, Maya Aloya Sa'itzer, what does it mean of Aloya Sa'itzer? Of Alayigmar Sa'itzer, that even though you have a heter to move four or five boxes, if all there are is four or five boxes, and by moving the four or five, you're going to be exposing the floor of the Aitzer, so that you're not allowed to do, because Dilma Asi Lashvuye Gumais, maybe you're going to end up coming to even out the floor, which is a malacha of baina. So that's the halacha when it comes to Hilchos Shabbos. Hachamai, when it comes to Hilchos Yom Tov, clearing the fruit off the roof, what's the halacha? Are you allowed to expose the floor, the floor, the layer of the roof? Or do we have to be concerned for this as well, that maybe a person is going to come to even it out and be over on the malacha of baina? Do we say Hasamu b'Shabbos da'aser mishum d'chamer? Maybe dafka by Shabbos. Shabbos is very chamer, so we make more restrictions. That's where we make this gzera. Aval yomtiv tekil shaper dami, but yomtiv which is more kal than Shabbos, so then maybe it does not have this restriction. Idilma, or maybe no. Maybe Hasam over there by Shabbos, Dikol Betel Beis HaMedrash, Amir Loi, if over there we see by Hilchos Shabbos, where even though there was Betel Beis HaMedrash on the line, still we were Machmer and we said that you're not allowed to clear out the entire Eitzer. So Hacha, Deleka Betel Beis HaMedrash, Lekol Shekein, over here where there's no Betel Beis HaMedrash, all the more so, it's going to be Aser. So there's no Raya. And says the Gemara now a third Shaila. V'Hacha Tanan, over here in Meseches Beit, so we learned in our Mishnah, that mashilim peiro is derech haruba b'yamtef. That you're allowed to send the fruit down the sunroof on yamtef. V'amar Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman commented on our Mishnah, and he said that leishanu elo b'aisai agag, avamigag legaglai. It's only if you have a sunroof in your roof, that's when you have this heter. But you can't bring it over to your neighbor's roof, and then bring it down his sunroof. V'tani nami hachim, you have a brice that says like this as well, like Rav Nachman, that ein metaltel migag legag, afilu keshagag yisei an shavin. That you can't move it from one roof to another to bring it down his sunroof, even if the roofs are on the same level. So that's the halach when it comes to yamtev. Hasamai, when it comes to clearing the boxes to make room for the archim or to make room for people to learn, what's the halacha? Hachu da'asr misham yamtev dekiel va'asil izazulebe. Do we say it's dafka over here by yamtev, where yamtev is more calm, people will come to be mezalzan yamtev? So that's where we make this restriction. Aval Shabbos de chamiri v'le'asel izazulei ba shaper dami. But Shabbos, which naturally is more chamer to people, and they won't come to be mezalzal, so then it's going to be mutter. Idilma, or maybe no. Ma hachadika hefsid peiroi samir loi. If over here, we're by yamtev, where there's a hefsid mammon at stake, and afal pikin, we say you're not allowed to bring it down your friend's roof, it's aser. So hasam deleka hefsid peiroi sekol shekein. So over there in Shabbos, where there's no hefsid mammon on the line, so all the more so, we're gonna make this restriction that you cannot move it over to your friend's property. Says the Gemara now another Shiloh, that Hacha Tanya, over here in Meseches Beitza, we have a Braisa that says that you can only bring it down the sunroof. But lo yeshav shalem bechevel bechaloinis, you're not allowed to lower it with a rope and then bring it into the house with through a window on the side of the house. Velo yaridam derech sulamis, and you also can't carry it down a ladder, down steps into the house. You can only throw it through the sunroof. So that's the halacha when it comes to these fruits on Yom Tov. Hasamai. When it comes to clearing the boxes on Shabbos, what's the halacha? Do we say b'yom tefu da'aser de'leka bitul b'samedrish avol Shabbos de'ika bitul b'samedrish shapir dami? On the one hand, we could say that on Yom Tov dafka, that's when they gave this iser, because there's no bitul b'samedrish at stake. But over there in Shabbos, where there's bitul b'samedrish at stake, so then maybe they will be matter. Aydilma, or maybe we could say the other direction, that hacha de'ika hefsid peirei samir loi, here there's hefsid mammon at stake, and afal pikin, they said it's aser. So Hasam Delak Hefsid Peiros like all Shekein. So over there in Shabbos where there's no Hefsid Mammon at stake, so maybe then they're not going to be matter. And it says the Gemara Teiku regarding all these Shailos, the Gemara says we do not have a Raya either direction. U'mechasen es haperis. We mentioned in the Mishnah that if a person has a leak in his house, so he's allowed to cover the fruits that they should not get wet from the leak. Now Amar Ula commented and said, Va'afilu aveira delivne. You're even allowed to move a kli to cover something which is muksa, to cover these bricks that are designated for construction, they're muksa. It's lav dafka for fruit that you have a heter to cover it, even for these bricks. Rav Yitzchak Amar, peirei saru'yin. Rav Yitzchak's chaylik, he says, no, it's dafka by peiros, which are fit for yamtif, which are right to be used on yamtif, they're not muksa, that's when you have a heter. But you're not allowed to move a kli to cover something which is muksa. Vaz Rav Yitzchak letame, which is Rav Yitzchak l'shitasei, dam Rav Yitzchak, Rav Yitzchak said as a general rule, that ain kli nitel el ledavar anitel b'shabbos. That in general, a kli is never allowed to be moved on Shabbos, unless you're moving it for something which could be moved, meaning for something which is not muksa. But you're not allowed to move a kli l'tzarech muksa. So now says the Gemara Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, this is going to be a kash on Ula, it says in our Mishnah that mechasen es haperis bekelim. It says you could cover fruit. So it's mashma the peris in, avir de livne lai, it's mashma dafka fruit, because it's not muksa, but not these bricks. So it's a kash on Ula. So says the Gemara, no, hu adin dafilu avir de livne. Really, there's a heter even to cover these bricks. Va'idi de tana reisha mashilim peiros tana seifa nami mechasen es haperis. Since the reisha spoke about peiros, so in the seifa we also spoke about peiros. Ask the Gemara another kasha on Ula. So now we learned in our Mishnah, v'chein kadi yayin v'kadi shemen, v'chein kadi shemen. Again, examples of cases of things that are not muksa. So you see that the heter is dafka to cover something which is not muksa. Says the Gemara, no, again, hacha b'mayaskin and b'tivla. or says the Gemara here, it's also, it's not a kashan ula. Here we're discussing kadi yayin and kadi shemen, that the wine and the oil is tevel. So it is muksa. So actually, this is a case of muksa. And the Mishnah is telling us that you're even allowed to cover muksa. And says the Gemara, don't think that this is a daichik, hachanami mistavra. It's even logical to say that that's what the Mishnah is referring to. It's referring specifically to yayin and shemen that's tevel, that's muksa. If you're going to assume that we're talking about wine and oil that Trumas and Maisas were already taken off from, and it's mutter, Hatanale Resha Peres, so then that's, we're just being redundant. We already said in the Resha that you're allowed to cover Peres. What's the Mishnah adding when it says V'chein Kadayayin V'chein Kadayshemen? It must be the chiddush of the Mishnah is that even if it's tevel, even if it's muksa, that you have a heter to cover it, and this is actually now going to be a kash on Rabbi Yitzchak. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, if he says that you're only allowed to cover things that are not muksa, so then what's the Mishnah coming to add when it says v'chein kadi yayin v'chein kadi shemen? So says the Gemara that there's no kash on Rabbi Yitzchak, because he'll tell you that kadi yayin v'kadi shemen it's strichale. There's a chiddush that the Mishnah is coming to bring out by mentioning this case of kadi yayin and kadi shemen, because sal kadaita chamino lehefsim ruva chashashu lehefsim mua loy chashashu. I might have thought to say that Chazal only gave a heter to cover peiros, which if it gets wet, it's going to spoil and it'll be a tremendous hefsid. But kadi yayin v'kadi shemen, it's not such a hefsid. After Yom Tov, you'll go and you'll dry off the barrels. It's not such a big deal. It's just a hefsid mua, and therefore maybe that Chazal did not give a heter to cover. Kamash malon, no, even for a hefsin muad, Chazal gave a heter. Tanan. So now the Gemara is going to ask a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak. We learned in the Mishnah, in our Mishnah, the Sefer of the Mishnah says, that noisn and kli tachas adelef b'shabbos. Then on Shabbos, if there's a leak in the house, even on Shabbos, kol shekin on Yom Tif, if there's a leak in the house, you could take a kli, and you could put it by the leak, so that the water doesn't get all over your house, it just goes into the kli. So now, l'chayra, this water is muksa. It's not roi for shtia. And yet still the Mishnah says, you're allowed to move a kli l'tzarech to catch this water. Says the Gemara, no, Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you b'delef haroi. He'll tell you that no, we're talking about water which is roi l'shtia, it's not muksa, and that's why you can move the kli. Okay, so says the Gemara, Tashima, we have a kasha on Rabbi Yitzchak from a braisa. It says, parsa machtzelas al gabi levein in b'shabbos. It says you can move a kli to cover bricks on Shabbos, mamish mefurish like ula. Says Rabbi Yitzchak that no, the eiser mebinyana. Rabbi Yitzchak will tell you that this is discussing bricks that are left over from a construction site. The chazi lemizga alayu, which is chazi, it's fit to be used as a chair and it's not muksa. So says the Gemara Tashma, another raya from a braisa, kashan Rabbi Yitzchak. It says person machtzelas al gabi avonim b'Shabbos. You can move a kli to cover stones on Shabbos. Stones are muksa. So you see again a kashan Rabbi Yitzchak. Says the Gemara, no, b'avonim b'korzalois, we're talking about these pointy stones, the chazin lebesakise, which is fit to be used to clean oneself after he uses the bathroom, that's what they used to use instead of tissues, and so therefore it's not muksa, and that's why you can move the kli to cover it. Tashema, says the Gemara, final raya from a braisa, kashan Rabbi Yitzchak. It says, parsin machtzelas al gabi kaveris devarim b'shabbos. It says you can use a kli, and you can move the kli to cover the beehive. A beehive is muksa. And it says you can move a kli to cover a beehive on Shabbos. B'chama b'nei achama, in the summer to protect it from the sun. U'b'kshamim b'nei agashamim, and in the rainy season to protect it from the rain. U'b'vachli yischavin lotzot, as long as you don't have kavana to trap the bees that are inside the beehive. But the point is that you see you're allowed to move the machtzelas in order to cover the beehive. So it's a kasher on Rabbi Yitzchak. So it says the Gemara, Hasanami Dika Dvash. There it's not really muksa because there's honey inside of the beehive. Amar Le Rav, Ukva Mimeshan Lervashi. He asked Rabashi, Hatainach Bimaisa Chama, Dika Dvash, Bimaisa Geshamim, Deleka Dvash, Maikala Memar. That's all understandable during the summer. During the summer, there's taka honey inside of the beehive. So that makes sense. You can make this ukimta. But during the winter, where there's no honey inside of the beehive, so then how is there a heter to cover the beehive? There's no honey inside. Says the Gemara, Le'nitzrucha elo lo'ais and shtechalis. Even during the winter, there are two honeycombs that are always left inside of the beehive in order to give it to the bees, to keep the bees over there, to give them to eat. And so there really is honey, even during the winter. We'll ask the Gemara, Aysan Shtechalis Muksa saying. Those two honeycombs, they're muksa. They're designated for the bees. They're not for you. And therefore, how is that going to help you? Says the Gemara, Hacha b'mayeskinon shechishev aleihem. We're discussing a case where a person had kavana, he was chayishev before Yom Tif, that he was going, or before Shabbos, that he was going to eat those honeycombs, and therefore it's not a problem, it's not muksa. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara, Avulai chishev aleihem mai, what would be the din if you did not have kavana to use it? So then Aser, well, then ask the Gemara, Adetani Ubavachli Yeschavin Lotzid. Why does the Braisa then jump to a case of Seda and make a distinction and say, but it's only if you don't have Kavana to trap it? Says the Gemara, Liflake Vlisni Bidide, we can make a distinction even within covering the beehive, nothing to do with trapping. And we could say, Bamedvar Mamurim Shachishiv Alayan, Avulai Chishiv Alayan Asr. We could say that the Heter is Dafka if you were Chayshiv on the two honeycombs to eat them, but if not, then it's going to be Asr to move the Machzelas to cover it. Who says the Gemara Hachikamar? This is what the Braisa means to say. Then Afal Pisha Chishiv Alayan, even though you had Kavana to use the honeycombs, so we're sticking within the case of Chishiv Alayan, there's still going to be a limitation to the Heter. It's a Bulvach Le Yeschavin Lotzud. The Heter is only going to be if you didn't have Kavana to trap the bees. Okay, we'll ask the Gemara, if you're making an Ukimta that you had to have Kavana to use the honeycombs, it sounds like you're going like Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Muksa. So, Bumay Ukimta Rabbi Yehuda de Islay Muksa, how could you on one hand be telling me that this Braisa is going like Rabbi Yehuda who holds a Muksa, but then aim a Seifa, then the Seifa of the Braisa doesn't seem to make any sense. It says, Ubuvach le Yeschavin Lotzud, as long as you don't have Kavana to trap the bees. Smashma, that even though the bees are going to be trapped, since it wasn't your Kavana, so it's Mutter. I mean, it's a case of Davar Shein Mischavin. Well, ask the Gemara, this that Davar Shein Mischavin is Mutter, that's Asan the Reb Shimon, Damar Davar Shein Mischavin Mutter. That's going now according to Reb Shimon, who holds that Davar Shein Mischavin is Mutter. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, Davar Shein Mischavin is Asr. So are we going like Reb Shimon, or are we going like Rabbi Yehuda? We'll ask the Gemara, and says the Gemara, that it can't be going like Reb Shimon either. We're going to really be stuck when we get to the end of this braisa, because v'tisra de Reb Shimon, v'habai v'rava damri tarvayu, ma'id Reb Shimon b'psik reishev l'yamos. Even Reb Shimon only holds davar shein meschavin is mutter if it's not for sure that the malacha will result from your action. However, if a malacha is for sure going to result from your action, so then even Reb Shimon holds that davar shein meschavin is aser. And if so, this case, luchair, it's a case of psik reisha. If you cover a beehive, then you're for sure trapping the bees. What does it help if you don't have kavana to trap them? So says the Gemara, la'ilam kula Rabbi Yehudahi. Really, we'll say that the whole braisa is going according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'hacha, this at the end of the braisa says, v'vachli yischavin lotzud, hacha b'mayeskinon de'isbe kave. We're discussing a beehive that has a window on the side of the beehive. The light tamed Rabbi Yehuda b'vachli yischavin lotzud. It's the end of the braisa. Don't read it as long as you don't have kavana to trap it. Avada kavana is not going to change anything. That you can't make it into a full trap, which means that you can't cover these windows. You could cover the top of the beehive to protect it from the sun and to protect it from the rain, but you're not allowed to cover the window of the beehive, because then that would be trapping. We'll ask the Gemara Pshita, then of course you can't cover the side of the beehive. What's the Chiddush of the Braisa? Says the Gemara, Mahudetema, I could have thought to say, B'minoi Nitzayt Aser, Shalai B'minoi Nitzayt Mutter, that there's only an issue of Tzad if you're trapping something which is Minoi Nitzayt. It comes from, it's a type of thing which is normally trapped. But bees are something which is not normally trapped, and therefore it should be Mutter. Kamash Malan, that no, it's not true. Bees are also Minoi Nitzayt. Bees are something that's considered normally trapped, and therefore you're not allowed to trap them on Yom Tov. But again, all of this was to answer the original kasha that we had in Rabbi Yitzchok, that the Braisa says that you're allowed to move the machzelas to cover the beehive. And we said, but the beehive is muksa. So we said, no, because there's honey inside the beehive. So we asked, that's all understandable during the summer, but what about during the winter when there's no honey? To which the Gemara said that no, you have these two honeycombs, and we went on a whole shaklavataria with that. Rav Ashi says that no, in a chanami during the winter where there's no honey, it could be it's going to be usher to cover the beehive. Mikatani, does it say in the Braisa that you could cover it during the winter? B'maisa chamim b'maisa geshamim. Does it say that you could cover it during the summer and the winter? That's not what the Braisa says. The Braisa just says that when it's sunny you could cover it, and when it's raining you could cover it. It doesn't say during the summer and during the winter. And I'll tell you that the Brice is discussing B'yomei Nisan and B'yomei Tishrei, D'ika Chama, V'ika Geshamim, V'ika Devash. It's discussing the months of Nisan and Tishrei, where you have all these factors. You have sun, you sometimes have rain, but you also have honey, because it's not mamish the heart of the winter. And that's why you have a heter to cover the beehive, according to Rabbi Yitzchak, because it's not muksa, there's honey in the beehive. You ask, well, what about during the winter? And a chanami, the Brice never said that during the winter you're going to be allowed to cover the beehive. It just said when it's raining, it could be referring to Nisan and Tishrei.